Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. When Mom calls you in the morning, what does she say? Get up, lazy bones, get out of bed. And if you're not already up, I say it too. Get up and get about the Lord's business, loving and serving Him today. That's what the Children's Bible Club is all about, to encourage you to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Him with all your heart. So, let's sing praise to the Lord and thank Him for all He's done for us. Choir? Thank you, choir. It's obvious that you got up today. So, how does your mother call you in the morning? I hope you aren't like lazy bones, as I mentioned before. Or maybe you are like the old lazy bones sleeping in the sun. When you gonna get your day's work done? Or maybe you would like the way my dad called my sister and me when we were your age. He stood at the bottom of the stairs and called, "Time to get up. Today's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday, next day's Wednesday, the whole week's gone and nothing's done." That wasn't a very encouraging way to start a week, but we knew that he meant to hurry up and get started on our work and responsibilities. And the Bible says, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might." You know, some kids seem to think that they're being punished if they have to work. But the opposite is true, kids. First of all, it means that you are an important part of your family if you can help for the good of the family. Plus, we are blessed to be able to work. What if you were sick and unable to work, or blind and couldn't see, or crippled and couldn't walk or stand to work? And when you're young, to learn how to work hard so that when you grow up, you'll know how to work well so someone will desire your services enough to be willing to pay you. Yes, working is a privilege, especially if you are a testimony for the Lord. And here's another privilege. If you would like to hear the Children's Bible Club broadcasts during the week, you can go to our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com. On the home page, click on the link marked CBC Radio Program Listings. That'll take you to the programs. You can choose which one you want to hear, click on the title, and voila, you have the story. It isn't magic, but it surely works. So help yourself to a good story. And now, here's the choir before today's story.
Coming again.
wild man on the loose. The disciples would never forget this trip. They'd come through such a terrible storm that if Jesus had not stilled the raging waves, their boat would have sunk and they would have gone down with it. It was the scare of a lifetime. They barely escaped that terrifying ordeal when they were suddenly faced with another crisis. As they climbed out of the boat onto solid ground, running directly at them out of the cemetery, came a naked, screaming, wild man. He was a lunatic, driven crazy by mobs of demons inside. He was under their control. They made his body do what they wanted to do, and his voice to speak what they wanted to say. People were terrified at the sight of him because he couldn't be tamed. Strong men tried to get him under control with fetters and chains, but the demons made him so strong that he just broke the heavy chains like thread. Nothing could hold him. He was too violent to live at home with his family, but ran in and out through the tombs and caves, crying and cutting himself with stones, desperately dangerous to himself and to everyone. The frightened disciples were no doubt ready to dodge if he came near them, but he ran directly toward the Lord Jesus. Falling down before the Lord, he cried out, "What have I to do with thee, thou Son of the Most High? Do not torment me." The demons knew who Jesus was and feared him. But Jesus wasn't afraid of the maniac. He didn't run from the poor possessed man, but had compassion on him. "What's your name?" Jesus asked. "My name is Legion, because we are many." He had so many demons inside that he couldn't count them. But the demons knew that Jesus was stronger than the devil, and that he could drive them out of the man. They begged not to be sent to the pit. Instead, they begged Jesus to send him into the pigs. Pigs? Pigs? What pigs? Well, there was a big herd of swine feeding on the mountainside. About 2,000. Now, I've seen herds of pigs, but I've never seen 2,000 rooting and grunting and squealing. But what were those pigs doing in Gadara? Generations before, the tribe of Gad had settled on the wrong side of the River Jordan because they wanted the fertile pastures for their cattle and sheep. But now the Gadarenes were raising pigs. Jewish people were forbidden by God's law to eat pork, and here they are, raising bacon and sausage on the hoof. Their wrong decision years before had serious consequences and led them away from God. Now, pigs are not easy to control. Those swine herders had a big job keeping the hogs together rooting around on the mountain. And as demons always want a body to live in, they begged Jesus to send them into the swine. And he granted their request. The terror and agony the pigs suffered when those awful demons entered to their bodies ran the pigs wild. They couldn't get rid of the awful demons and went squealing in terror, running headlong into the sea. In seconds, they choked in the water and drowned. 2,000 pigs sank to the bottom. What an awful sight! And when the herders saw the calamity, they ran in terror into town to tell the owners and others what had happened. It was unbelievable. 2,000 pigs ran overboard. 2,000 pigs drowned all at one time. The people ran in a mob to see what happened. They couldn't believe their eyes. All the money they had invested in those hogs was gone. There was no way to recover their loss. They were bankrupt. Who did this? Jesus. He caused this disaster. Yes, there he was. And that raging maniac? Oh, there he was, sitting quietly at Jesus' feet, fully dressed and clearly in his right mind. What a transformation! What a miracle! Jesus had changed the wild maniac, whom everyone feared, into a sane man under quiet control. Surely everyone in town would be so thankful to see the man cured that they'd be praising Jesus, trying to repay him for his wonderful kindness. But no, they were afraid. But more than that, they were furious. They urged, they begged, perhaps even threatened Jesus to leave town and never come back. His presence, his actions had ruined them financially. They cared more for their bank accounts and pigs than for the soul and life of the poor deranged man. Well, Jesus took them at their word and immediately returned to the ship and to the other side of the sea. He never stays where he's not wanted. The man who was set free from demons was so relieved and so thankful that now he loved Jesus and begged to go with him. But Jesus said, "No, stay here. Go home and tell everyone how great things God has done for you." And the man was quick to obey. He went home and told everyone far and wide about Jesus. What deliverance, what joy Jesus brought to him and his family. Jesus has changed his life forever. Praise his holy name. And Jesus still works the miracle of salvation in the lives of boys and girls who realize that they are sinners, who see that they cannot save themselves, and who will turn in repentance and faith to him. He's waiting to set you free from the control and chaos of sin in the devil's family, and he'll give you eternal life in safety and peace in God's family. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Oh, don't let the things you possess or love keep you from the Savior. If you're not saved, now is the time to call upon his name for salvation. He will hear and answer. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.